Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The announcement today that John Warren, who is the founder and chairman of Lima One Capital, headquartered here in Greenville, he is a conservative and Marine veteran, officially today announced his candidacy for governor. John, welcome to the program.
Well, thanks, Bob. I'm happy to be here.
Tell me a little bit about yourself, John.
Well, I think you can define me by saying that I am a conservative, I'm a businessman, and I'm a Marine, and that's what I think Columbia needs. I grew up in Greenville. I had great parents who taught me God had a plan for my life. Grew up in a very patriotic family, and shortly after college, joined the Marine Corps after 9/11 because I felt called to do that. I led about 300 missions, combat missions in Iraq. And then when I came out, I started Lima One Capital, and we're one of the largest lenders in the entire country. And I'm very proud of the fact that we built the company in Greenville in South Carolina.
When you hear the news that I just relayed to the audience, John, about Rick Quinn getting off with a slap on the wrist while as a member of the legislature lobbying at the same time and pocketing some $4 million along the way, this to me is another exemplar of the corruption that exists in Columbia. Catherine Templeton has railed against this for some time, and I understand that you also are interested in fighting the good old boy system that exists in the state capitol.
Well, I mean, I am totally disgusted by the fact that this has become what we've come to expect from politicians down in Columbia, and that's why I'm running for governor. You know, based on my experience in the Marine Corps and in business, you know, leadership comes down, it's pretty basic. It comes down to three things. It comes down to a person's core values, what they believe and who they are at their core. It is what their core competencies are, and do they have courage to do the right thing? And right now, we need a change in leadership down in Columbia. Someone that possesses conservative core values can apply basic business principles to help the taxpayer. Because right now we have politicians down in Columbia feasting off of the South Carolina taxpayer.
Yeah, and sadly, many of them are in leadership roles down there. I'm sure you're aware, John, of the limitations of the office of governor constitutionally here in South Carolina. Specifically, how can you go about rooting out the corruption that exists down there?
Well, I think to begin with, you got to be able to lead. So you've got to be able to convince some of the legislature to go along with some of the things that you're offering. But I think South Carolina is going to be behind me 100% because South Carolinians, they are tired of having their taxpayer dollars squandered. They're tired of too many politicians down in Columbia living high on the hog while the rest of us are out working our tails off to support our families. So I'm convinced that when South Carolina gets behind my ideas, that the legislature is going to get in line as well.
We're talking with John Warren, who's the newest candidate, the newest name in the field, running for governor on the GOP side. John, you are entering the race, still with plenty of time before the primaries coming up in the spring, but somewhat of a late entry compared to, say, the Yancey McGills or Catherine Templetons, who have been in the race for some time. You think that's going to be a handicap to you in this race?
You know, Bob, I said when I came on that I was a conservative and a Marine and a businessman. And what I am not is a career politician. I am not a government insider. And that's what South Carolina wants. I hear more and more and more, just being on the campaign trail one day, that people want other options. They want problem solvers who can apply basic business common sense principles to our government down in Columbia. And that's why I got in the race. I have built an amazing team. We're going to have a great ground game. We're going to have strong fundraising. And my wife and I are committed to supporting the campaign financially as well. So we will be a very formidable foe for everyone else.
You obviously, from what you just said, John, recognize that, as the old saying goes, money is the mother's milk of politics. You'll be a little bit late to the fundraising campaign as well, but you still feel as if there's enough campaign dollars out there to be able to make your candidacy viable?
I think one is that I will have a very robust financial campaign in terms of raising capital.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing is, I have actually been successful in the private sector, and I'm going to be able to contribute to my own campaign, unlike everyone else in this race who just relies on special interest groups, a lot of outside state money. So we're not worried about our financial situation for the campaign.
Well, that's reminiscent of another guy who ran recently for office using a substantial portion of his own money, who was outspent 4-1 and yet managed to win the White House, and that, of course, is Donald Trump.
Yep, that's a great example. I think we will definitely be committed to winning this, and we will have the money to do so.
Can we talk specifics on a couple of issues quickly, John, because I have not had an opportunity yet to visit your website and see what your positions are on a few issues. A lot of people have complained about the gas tax and how it's going to be never ending. Would you be in favor of a repeal of the gas tax legislation passed last year in the legislature?
Absolutely. The first thing I would like to do is do an audit. And we need to look at all these government agencies, starting with DOT.
Mm-hmm.
The fact that our roads are the second most expensive in terms of building them in the entire country is utterly ridiculous. And I think it's driven by special interests. We need to reform DOT, and we need to protect the taxpayer, not at the expense of not having infrastructure. You can do both. And I think the argument from both sides, or from one side, was either tax us or you won't have good roads, and I don't think that's accurate.
Yeah, I don't believe that was an accurate portrayal of the circumstances either. In the news recently, John, has been the uproar over the nuclear plant failures downstate that are going to cost people that are in many of the electrical co-ops continuing dollars apparently in perpetuity. This has been a disaster that was caused by the legislature. Your feelings about what's happened, what's transpired so far, and where do we go from here?
I think that is the greatest example of how incompetent our state government is. The first thing I would do, and I have not heard any solutions from any of the candidates running, my policy is the first thing that needs to be done is we need to fire the Santee Cooper board for total incompetence and gross negligence. One, they oversaw wasteful taxpayer dollars of $4 billion just up in smoke. And then on top of that, they allow their CEO to retire after losing $4 billion and get an $800,000 pension.
Yeah, nice
that
little golden parachute.
Highway robbery. The second thing we need to do, we need a high mayor that actually knows what they're doing. If you look at the board, there are only two members of the Santee Cooper board that actually have any energy experience. That is just incredible to me. The third thing we need to do, we need to bring in an outstanding investment bank who can tell us what it's worth.
Mm-hmm.
Henry McMaster keeps telling us we got to sell it. I mean, I think he expects us to put a for sale by owner sign in the front yard and just poof. End with a ton of money. That's not accurate. We need to find out what it's worth. Then we need to do a forensic audit to see really what transpires at Santee Cooper.
We're talking with John Warren. He's the latest to announce he is a candidate for governor on the Republican ticket. If you'd like to learn more about him, his website is Warren, W-A-R-R-E-N, Warren for governor. .com. John, I appreciate your taking time to talk with us today and give us an opportunity to get to know you a little bit. Best of luck to you on the campaign trail.
Thanks, Bob. I appreciate it. I look forward to meeting everyone and all the conservatives across the state.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.